everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, October 13th, Columbus Day to you there in America, unless you're from Seattle, where it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Thanksgiving for you in Canada, but for us here at Mega Powers Radio, it's time for our Monday night tradition, the Raw post-show, where we talk about everything that happened on Raw this evening, and we invite you to join the conversation, as this is the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We'll get all those of your opinions a little bit later, but first, let's introduce the panelists that we have this evening. I will be your main host. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. With me this evening, first off, I have the leader of the Drew crew, Mr. Drew White. What's shaking, Drew?
I am Drew White, and I am doing okay.
I'm glad you're doing okay, Drew. With us, the leader of Unanimous Decision MMA, and one of the hosts of Addicted to Anime, Mr. Steven Huego.
Yo, yo, yo.
And also the front man of SparkOutMoment.com and Fanboys Anonymous, Mr. Tony Mango.
Hey, hey, everybody. What's going on? Hope you all had a good weekend like we did.
Yes. You're going to hear a lot of allusions. Tony and myself, as well as other members of the Fanboys Anonymous family, just got back from New York Comic Con this weekend, which was an absolutely amazing experience. I could speak to you wrestling fans specifically. I got to meet Mick Foley, which if you're looking through the pictures there, I got a picture of me with him while I'm dressed as Quail Man. Y'all could laugh at that. I, as you heard in the bumper in the beginning, I got a hold of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, for a second, as well as Sergeant Slaughter. JBL was there. It was just an absolutely fantastic weekend. And going beyond wrestling people, I mean, we met Kevin Smith, it's freaking tons and tons of different fans of all different types of fandoms. It was just amazing. Right, Tony?
Very much so. I would definitely be doing that again next year. Hopefully we'll be doing a whole bunch of other conventions as well and popping up and seeing a lot of you guys if you show up at them.
Yeah. But we'll guess we'll get more into that next year, and you'll, like I said, you'll hear allusions to that all through the evening. Let's get into talking about Raw. Reminder to all you out there, we want to hear your opinions. The chat room is scrolling nicely already. Shoutouts to Creepers Onto Radars, Ferris419, a new person, I believe, I Am Alive, Chaotic, Silent Wind of Doom, and Wazili. Already a very packed chat room, and I got the chat launched a little late. If you are listening to us and you're usually a chat room member and you didn't see the chat room there, just refresh the page. The chat room will appear for you down the bottom. And if you are not in the chat room and listening to us live, why don't you get yourself registered with blogtalkradio.com so you can join all those fine feathered folks in the chat that's going on there. And we'll be picking out things out of there to speak about as we're going through the night. Love hearing what you guys got to say. And of course, the phone lines open up at 11:30. Dial in, get yourself in line. We already got a couple people in there waiting patiently. If you want to get yourself in there, though, dial area code 760-512-7247, and you'll be in line. So let's go through everyone's here and ask everyone the number one thing I like to ask at the start of every single show. What is the thing that you took away from tonight's Raw after watching it? Drew, why don't you get us started?
That it was decent. I was going back and forth between the game and watching, but for the most part, I thought it was a really good episode of Raw.
Well, what game were you watching, Parcheesi?
Oh, no, I was playing 2K15.
WWE?
No, NBA. No.
I'm not 2K15.
I do have connections with Vince McMahon, but not that good of connections.
Wait, is NBA 2K15 that one where people could like scan their faces and they're all coming out like shit?
Okay, yes. I did it. Oh, my God. I'll have to show you guys the pictures later. But I have some really terrible pictures. It is so bad. It doesn't work. My roommate...
Does your face look like a PS4?
No. Like, it was a bit of my face being terrible because it's already terrible. But my roommate, He saw the monstrosity I made with the face scan. He's shaking his head yes, because it's so true.
That's a shame, because...
at your Facebook?
Huh? I'll put on my Facebook, yeah. Making my picture.
That's not what I said, but move on anyway.
They it's a shame, because I was really hoping that they would incorporate that feature into WWE 2K15. And if it's working like that, hell, why not? Still include it, just for the lulls. But it's not going to be as cool as we were hoping.
Here's the thing. That face scan technology works. It's just the only people that have got it to work is EA.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Nintendo's face scan technology works pretty damn good.
Oh, I didn't know they had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you make your Mii, you use a face scanner.
The more you know. Yeah.
For the Wii U, at least, right?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
See, the problem with that, though, is unless you have a proper face or picture or something like that to scan in there, I mean, how else are you going to play as Danny Newton?
I don't know.
All right, well, at least we brought it back to wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tony, what's the number one thing you took away tonight?
You know, it was really tough for me to actually sit down and watch this episode of Raw. I really was in and out. I've been trying to catch up on a lot of different things that we've missed out on doing for the past couple of days because of Comic-Con. So I've been swamped with that, and you know, I had it on in the background. I was trying my best to pay attention to it, but if there's one thing that I really, unfortunately, had paid attention to, was the fact that they were really pushing these celebrities that were on, and unless celebrities bring something to the table, I'm never gonna like that. So Chris Lee or Missy Elliott or whoever she was. I'm not a big fan of that, and you know, when I turn around and I'm like trying to catch little bits and pieces of Raw, and I see like Todd Phillips or Tom Phillips or Jeff Phillips or not Jeff Phillips or something interviewing Chris Lee and all that, I'm like, nope, gotta go back to working, because working's more entertaining than this.
Silent Wind of Doom is saying, you don't know NeNe? Come on. You
don't know
NeNe. NeNe. Is that how you pronounce it?
The old Nene.
I thought it was Nene. Well, there's a player in the NBA. He goes by Nene, so I just assumed it was pronounced like that.
Silent Wind of Doom asks if you at least know her incomprehensible aunt. Who's her incomprehensible aunt?
RuPaul.
That was her aunt.
Yeah, I'm glad Ferris Fornum brought this up. They listed all these credentials, and I'm like, shouldn't I know this person? You're absolutely right. They said she's like a producer and an author, and she's going to be on Broadway and all this other crap, and I've never heard her name or seen her face once.
What'd she produce?
I don't know.
Obviously,
I don't fucking know.
She doesn't produce entertaining segments.
Oh, dude.
Hold on. All right, let's just... try to be gentleman about this. I'm sure she is a very talented woman. I'm sure she's worked very hard for her success. But once again, this is a complete failure on WWE to attract people that are going to appeal to their demographic. All right, this lady is nobody. And like Chrisley, for that matter, too. But you know what? At least like with Chrisley, I can kind of understand, because it's cross promotion with the two shows on USA. It probably wasn't even their choice. USA is probably like, hey, Chrisley is going to come and he's going to sit in the crowd, just like show him and remind people that his stupid show is on after yours. So like, whatever. Yeah. That was harmless. It took 2 seconds and it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, but if you're going to have Nicki Minaj come out, then at least have her come out to her own music.
No way. Yeah, her hair is fake.
All right, Silent Wind of Doom just dropped a link in the chat room here for Nene's aunt, the soup. What do we got here?
So wait, is her aunt more famous than Nene?
Oh my god, it's so loud! Ow! Oh god, why'd you say that to me, Silent Wind of Doom?
Can we also point out that she was wearing Miz's old white coat?
His silent winds of doom aren't as silent as they used to be.
Shut up, Drew.
Yeah, shut up, Drew.
So, Wago, I think I didn't get the question to you yet. What did you take away from tonight's show?
Well, what I took away is I was entertained. And for a show that was advertising Nene, Nene, Nunu, whatever her name is, and Chris Lee, I was surprised at that. So, I had a fun time tonight. And the biggest part of it is just relief that Dean Ambrose beat John Cena.
And I have to agree with you there. This wasn't, once again, an awful show. It was pretty decent. It wasn't great, but this is 2 weeks in a row we've actually had watchable Raws. It's a step in the right direction.
After, and a lot more wrestling this week.
A good wrestling at that. We had a number of matches, and I'm actually like, wow, that was totally worth watching. Specific shout-outs to Ziggler and Orton. Even Rollins and Swagger had a fine match. Rusev and Big Show probably had the best match of Rusev's career so far. Miz and Sheamus was so much fun to watch, and even the main event was really good.
And the opening tag was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so... What the hell? We watched a good wrestling show. And I think the biggest thing to talk about overall is it actually built up excitement for Hell in a Cell.
I can't recall off the top of my head, were there any worthwhile segments, like promo cutting on this episode?
Ooh.
There was one for Renee Young at the very least.
I saw her do an interview. I didn't know if like she was actually in a promo. Or
As far as like mic time promos, no. But we did get another chapter in these new Wyatt family promos we've been seeing.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
I don't know. This one was Dean Ambrose performed pretty well tonight on the mic.
It was fine. It was fine.
He's gonna perform even better on Renee Young later.
He's gonna master.
Yeah, she's putting that one in the bank, isn't she? What I'm trying to say is she's attractive and she has a thing for Dean Ambrose.
So let's talk about this development that we had between Ambrose and Cena. They start out the show talking back and forth, jaw-jacking, saying the things you would expect them to say. Out comes the Authority and tells them, well, you know, since this is Raw, why don't we have a tag match? And the moment they said that, I just like had this sinking feeling like, all right, this is going to be another terrible, pointless Raw. We're going to have a dumb tag match in the main event, and it's all going to be pointless. Well, to my surprise, that tag match happened next, and it wasn't just a typical makeshift tag match. It was Ambrose and Cena having to face both the tag champs of Gold and Stardust, and also the Usos. And those four guys alone could put on a great match, and you put on a couple extra guys in there who are pros, and you get a pretty damn fine matchup. Cena and Ambrose end up getting the win where they both do their moves on Gold and Stardust. Triple H comes back out and says, nope, that's not it for you guys. I need to see you guys rip each other apart. We're going to have that match that we were going to have at Hell in a Cell, the no DQ contract on a pole match, tonight, as Booker T would say.
Well, he also gave Stephanie a dollar. I thought that was important. It was a bet, apparently.
Oh, that's incredibly important, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. That changes everything.
Well, we ended up having that match in our main event in the evening. All of the Authority was out there. Kane, corporate Kane, I should say. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, all standing rings. Excuse me, who's the other one? Randy Orton, not Dean Ambrose. Randy Orton and Seth Rollins were out there as well. They all interfered in the matchup. They fought all over the place, up to the stage. It wasn't like the craziest hardcore match, but for these two being thrown together in the main event of Raw, I thought it was pretty damn fine. Dean Ambrose pulling out the surprise, taking the contract down, and the way he did it when he was just looking across the ring at John Cena, looking stunned and like, I don't stand a chance. That was great. And John Cena giving him the respect at the end, clapping for him. We have our two big matches for Hell in a Cell now. Dean Ambrose will finally get his hands on Seth Rollins inside Hell in a Cell. And for some reason, the main event is going to be John Cena versus Randy Orton 4,536 times in a lifetime, this time in a Hell in a Cell. Guys.
Actually, I think it's 4,638 times in a lifetime. You missed two in there.
True.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't fucking interrupt me or I'll come over there and I'll steal your McDonald's.
Jesus Christ, that one sounded more pissed off than ever.
It was like an aftershock of a moo, too.
Yeah, it was like, moo.
The guy.
So, Wago, what'd you think about all these developments tonight?
When they first initially announced the tag match, I'm like, oh, here we go, fucking Seth Rollins and Kane versus John Cena or Ambrose, or some mix of Orton, Kane, and Rollins, and I was really surprised. So I had a sigh of relief, and literally written at the same time as Tony did in our little chat, thank fuck. As far as the match goes, the triple threat, it was a solid match, a lot of fun. Can't argue about it. Keeps building Golden Stardust versus the Usos up and built into tonight's main event, which was a solid match, nothing special, but for what it was, I'm happy that Dean Ambrose won. I knew they'd protect Cena. I think that's the whole point of the stipulation and all the interference. So it accomplished what I want. The only thing that's a downside is we're going to see Randy Orton versus John Cena for the millionth time.
Yeah. Wait, Tony, what'd you think about it?
I agree with Wago about the whole, when we said about thank fuck, because the last thing that we really wanted to see was when they announced that it was going to be another tag match with Ambrose and Cena. You know, we've seen them a million times by now, and you know, if they would have just said it's going to be any combination of Kane, Orton, or Rollins, I immediately would have just skipped out on the main event. Of course, at that time, we assumed that it would have been a main event anyway, instead of just the next match that's happening right now, and then, you know, Teddy Long comes out and everything. But when they announced that it was going to be a triple threat tag match, all the better, and then that it's not going to include any Authority members, even better than that. The match itself, pretty good from what I could see. Again, I wasn't able to watch all of it and keep 100% focus on it, but everybody seemed to have some kind of a purpose in the match. They did a good job making it to where it wasn't just about Ambrose and Cena arguing with each other like they tend to do here and there. And I think that the only downside to it is really like the Usos didn't seem to have much going on for them. If they're going to do a tag title match with Usos and Goldust and Stardust, then next week they need to kind of put a little bit of focus on them separately. But for the purposes of this match, it seemed like it did its job, and it was a decent opener in more ways than one, so thumbs up to WWE.
Word. Drew, what do you got to say to close this out?
Contract on the pole match was a contract on the pole match. I don't know. Why was that a match? Like, why was that the stipulation added to it? Was that a SmackDown thing, and I just completely missed it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. Well, then. For what it was interesting. For the main event, at least. It didn't last that long, so I was a little surprised about that. And, yeah, when it came to the tag team at the beginning of the show, I really enjoyed it. So, thumbs up on both of them.
All right, folks, we're going to start getting things open for you to throw your opinions about what went down tonight. The chat room, of course, has already been scrolling real nicely. Shout-outs to everyone who's in there. Five times combo. Good to see you back, dude. Creep is on to radar. Ferris 419, I am alive, chaotic. Wazili and Silent Wind of Doom, who I have to give a big shout out for because he's in there talking about McDonald's Monopoly, saying Drew at least maximized his Monopoly haul with 10 nuggets, a large fry, and a medium drink. Eight pieces, of course.
It's not even that, dude. I can't, it doesn't matter what I try to buy. I can never get the Monopoly pieces. I didn't get Monopoly pieces until today when I got hash browns. And
I swear to God, have Monopoly pieces for hash browns?
Yeah, they do. It's the two ones, but I won two medium fries, so I might cash those in later, you know.
But they were both winners?
Yeah. Well,
they were both one of medium fries?
Yeah, it was weird.
Huh. Why aren't you just lucky?
Yeah. No, I thought it was like, whoa. Whoa.
All right, and of course, besides the chat room, we have the phone lines, which I'm going to be opening up just now, haha! All right, get yourself in line with that. We got a couple of callers going to go through first, but if you want to be the first to get on after them, dial in area code 760-512-7247. Once again, that's area code 760-512-7247. All right, with that, guys, we're going to bring on our first caller. You know who he is. It's JD from Pittsburgh. All right, Mr. JD, you there with us?
Yeah, guys, what's going on?
Oh, absolutely tremendous, man. Always a fun time here. We just got back from Comic-Con, and we are exhausted, but we are ecstatic. We're all in a good mood. How you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad, actually. I hope you had a good time at Comic-Con this weekend anyway.
Oh, it's great, man. I don't know if you're seeing the pictures. I have them in the feed. We have, I met Mick Foley and JBL, got my picture taken with them. They were a blast to meet. Called
very
me Michael.
Cool, very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Sounds like a fun weekend indeed. Well, let's get into it, shall we? As they all say.
They all do.
They all say. Well, tonight it wasn't a bad show. I mean, it was a pretty good show tonight. They put on a good effort in Atlanta tonight. I mean, they kept the guest star appearances to a minimum. I mean, I'm glad they did a small little thing with Todd Chrisley. However, even though I'm not a fan of his or Nene's, however, and the Nene thing was pretty dumb, if you ask me. Yeah, the opening match was fantastic. They closed it out with a pretty good ending. You knew it was going to happen. I just don't understand why they couldn't have set it up for next week instead, but I guess they decided now was the time to do it. And, of course, the big talk, if you didn't hear already, is that apparently there was reports earlier in the day that Hulk Hogan's coming back next week with Jimmy Hart in Kansas City. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with him next week to bring him back to Raw. I mean, you got to be kidding me if you ask me. But all in all, it was a fairly decent Raw. There were some good highlights and some lowlights of the show. I mean, the highlights of the night, I have to say, and this is my high point and low point before we get into Ask JD Anything, is the opening match. I thought the first match was fantastic, if you ask me. I mean, to see those guys go at it, and they gave them almost 15 minutes to work with, was pretty good. The real lame segment of the night, however, was the semi-main event. The whole affair in dealing with the Divas and Nene. I mean, what the hell was that all about? I mean, that was just absolutely hokey, if you ask me, in more ways than one. So, all in all, a fairly decent show. It's going to be interesting to see what the Reigns are going to be like. Last week, they were very rough, a 2.63. I mean, they might go up a little bit this week because of the there's no baseball tonight, obviously, with the Baltimore-Kansas City game being rained out tonight, and they got the end of the game going on right now between San Francisco and St. Louis, which last I checked, the 49ers were up 7 with about a minute and a half to go. But yeah, all in all, however, they did okay. But next week, they're going to have to really start selling Hell in a Cell. I mean, besides these two matches, however, and I think they got to step that up this week, obviously, with SmackDown Birmingham. And then, of course, they're going to be in Kansas City and Wichita next week. So we'll see what happens. So all in all, I'd say out of a 10, I'd give Raw this week about a 6.5 to a 7 out of 10.
That's not bad. That's a yep. C-. It's a pass.
Yeah, it's a C-. Yeah, they did a little bit better this week. I mean, they still got ways to go, but... I mean, at least for 1 week, they tried to make... I mean, like I said, they kept the guest spots to a minimum. Now, there was also talk Jake the Snake was supposed to be there tonight. And I don't know if he was backstage. Yeah, I read earlier in the day, there was a report, I guess, about 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight. There was a report saying that he was reported back going to be backstage. And now, I don't know...
Oh, because he lives there, I think. I think he lives there with DDP.
Yeah, DDP and Scott Hall. And I know he's had some health issues over the last month or two with that pneumonia thing. But maybe he was there, maybe he wasn't there. We don't know the whole story. But like I said, they kept the guest spots to a minimum, if you ask me. Like I said, the whole Nene thing was dumb, if you ask me. I think that was one of the dumber segments of the night. The Chrisley thing was okay, but again, it was hokey, so go figure. So like I said, it was a C-minus show. So with that said, I guess we're ready for Ask JD Anything now.
Sure. All right. I got one for you. I actually just thought of this while you're talking. I noticed you are a person who really studies the cities that WWE goes into. Are you just like a fascinated with geography? Are you a traveler, or why are you always so up in that?
I do like to travel. I do quite a bit. And there's been certain cities I've been into. I mean, like I said, I was in New Orleans this past year for the first time in April. I enjoyed it. I've flown through Atlanta before, and there's been other cities and towns I've been in. There's some cities I have not been in yet. I mean, I have other family members in other cities and states, however, and I like travel very much. I was actually majoring in that as a minor in college, actually, believe it or not, until I got booted, shall we say.
What'd you get booted for?
My grades were a little low, let's just say. It wasn't because of partying. I mean, that's not it. It's just, I mean, one of my classes was real tough, let's just say, and that's no lie. That's
I don't think anybody accused you of being a partier.
Well, I do party quite a bit, though, with my friends and that, and like I said, how are
you? That crazy JD. You never know what's going to happen with him. You know, he's going to end up naked with a lampshade on his head.
Yeah, my girlfriend would kill me if that happened. So, in fact, I just showed her my costume for Halloween because we're going to this Halloween party in a few weeks. I'm going as the guy from The Hangover, Alan. I already got the costume and everything, so I'm ready for that.
Tony, you got anything for SJD?
No, not off the top of my head. I might think of something a little bit later, though, before this is over.
The second week in a row, you didn't ask anything.
Well, Drew, you're going to have to ask two questions now to make up for it, so go.
Yeah, go ahead, Drew.
All right, so to make for Tony, my first question for JD will be, what's your favorite news show on television? So let's keep it the shows with their first season that premiered sometime in the past few weeks.
It's hard to say, you know. I mean, I have been watching some of the shows, however. Right now, I haven't seen that new NBC show yet that's coming on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Selfie? I'd say, what's that?
Was it Selfie?
No, not Selfie. The one that's on the clock. The one with Tim Marino, and I forget what it is. No, right now I'd say maybe within. Would you say in the? Would you say right now this year or within the last couple of years? Would you say?
Just this year. So first seasons for the fall lineup.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched too much yet this year, however, but I'd say within the past year, the two new shows that I really like, enjoy watching every week, however, are Brooklyn Nine-Nine and the Goldbergs.
Goldberg. Tony was talking up Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I was kind of like, I don't know, it's Andy Samberg. Yeah, he's kind of hitting this.
He's a smart-ass cop, though, but you got to love him. You got to love him. And when he gets into – when he smart-mouths either his captain or Terry Crews, however, that's when it's really funny. And then he tries to hit on his that one chick on the show. What the hell is her name?
Santiago.
Melissa Fargo, the one who plays the kiss-ass basically to Captain Holt, however. She had a boyfriend, everything like that. I forget what her character name is, however.
Santiago. Amy Santiago.
Santiago. That's it. Santiago. Thank you. I keep forgetting. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. No, I'm thinking of Charles and the other chick, the redheaded chick, who looks like the one he's chick, though.
Oh.
Not Rosa, the other one. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about.
I think her name is the Wendy chick, so I think you got that
yeah,
one right.
We can signify that.
It's Heath Slater. No, that's Gina, played by Chelsea Peretti.
Gina, that's it. Gina, I can remember her name. Gina, yeah. She could be Heath Slater's girlfriend, though.
Wow. All right, Drew, number two.
Shoot, Mango, do you not have anything for a question yet, or do I really need to ask the second one?
I was going to tell you real quick before we go on. I just went to the movies actually earlier today. A good movie to see, guys, The Judge.
The Judge?
I've heard some good things about that.
I saw it today. I thought it was fantastic. I liked it. I'm definitely adding it to my DVD stash.
They had some film festival in Indianapolis last week, and Robert Downey Jr. made an appearance to talk up this movie. I haven't got to see it yet, but I've heard some really good things about it.
You've got to see it. It is good. It's sad. It's sad, but there's some funny parts of it, but it is a very good 2.5-hour movie, I'd say. That's one of a very decent movie, shall we say.
All right, so since we're on movies, my second question will be, what is your favorite movie of all time? I do have a third question now as well, so let me do it.
Okay. Okay, good. Wow. Favorite movie of all time? Oh, jeez. I'd say there's three that are in a three-way tie. The Big Lebowski, The Wild Bunch, and Tombstone.
Wait, what was the second one?
Tombstone, The Wild Bunch, and The Big Lebowski.
Dude, I hate The Big Lebowski.
Because you're young and you don't understand. No, it's because Drew's 18.
You're out of your element, dude. I mean, that's
yeah. No, I think you got to be like at least you got to at least be 23 and like, had one of those
to start drinking.
Yeah, you got to have one of those really miserable drunk nights, and you don't really start having those until you're in your mid 20s. So,
okay. Oh, well, thank you for that one. So my third question is: would JD ever team up with the Drew Crew for one more tag team match?
If you guys were ever based in Pittsburgh doing your show live, I would be honored every week to join you as a member of the Drew Crew, and sit in on the studio, however, and tell you how it is, however, because if you guys did the show in Pittsburgh, it would be fun as hell doing it every Monday night with you guys.
There you go, Drew.
There we go.
The Drew Crew has expanded to one more. All right, Wago, you got anything?
Okay, so we know how much you dislike Stephanie McMahon, so given the choice of either having to bed Stephanie or bed Dixie Carter, which one's it going to be?
Ooh.
That's good, actually. That's a very good question.
On the plus side, if you fuck Stephanie, you can say, hey, I fucked a McMahon. And on the plus side, if you fuck Dixie, maybe you can fix her wonky eye when you bang her head off the headboard.
Stephanie all the way. She's got the body and she's got the hooters to prove it.
And the ass.
In the ass, yes, by far. Dixie is the whiny, sniveling bitch. Dixie's got the McMahon legacy family honor name.
I saw a question here in the chat room here a second ago. I'm trying to pull it back up. I apologize if I'm crediting the wrong person. I'm pretty sure it was Silent Wind of Doom, but he asked, do you ever read the chat room?
Sad to say, no, I don't. I'm going to eventually one of these times, but no, I'm going to have to get on it eventually soon, sooner or later. But I have not checked it out lately.
Wow, they love you. They're always going on about your crazy opinions about Stephanie McMahon. Actually...
What would be nice, though, if I had my own talk show too, and I could tell them how I really feel, that'd be awesome because I could give them the rant and rave of the past week.
I thought you had your own show on Thursdays.
I did,
on
and it kind of fell through. However, unfortunately, needless to say. I'm looking for a new place to do it, though. So if you guys have anything opening or something opening, I'd be open to anything.
Send us an email, JD. We could talk. We'll see what we can come up with.
Excellent. Great.
All right. I have one more question for you, JD, before we end this.
Sure.
Do you remember that time that Captain Lou Albano played Super Mario on the Super Mario Brothers show?
Sad to say, you know what? It's funny. I grew up. I was on every morning before I went to elementary school. And not only that, however, Mask the TV show. If you remember that, with the trucks and everything like that. I used to have a Mask truck and everything like that. I'm ashamed to admit that, though. But yes, I do remember the Mario Brothers show. However, because I forget the guy who played Luigi. He was terrible. But yes, I do remember Captain Lou as Mario. Yes, and they also had, if you remember too. I think it was on Fridays, however, they had the Mario Bros. Monday through Thursday, I think. And then on Fridays, however, they would do only, like, maybe a little bit of Mario, and then the rest of the time they would do The Legend of Zelda.
Yes! Well, excuse me, princess!
Right, exactly.
Oh, all right, JD. Another fun time with you here on the Raw Post Show. Definitely call it again next week, and we'll keep the good times rolling.
Next week should be a good one, like I said. My Steelers are playing next week. Unfortunately, boy, they're in deep shit, needless to say, and I'm saying that in a big way. And then, of course, you got Ron Kansas City with Hulk Hogan, brother. Who knows what the hell he's going to be doing next Monday? Kansas City, we'll find out, I'm sure. But like I said, they kind of did okay. Like I said earlier, they're going to have to really start selling Hell in a Cell now the next couple weeks. So hopefully they'll do that this week, and next week they're going to have to really step on the gas and push it hard.
Hopefully, man. All right, have a good night, bro.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Another good caller here on Mega Powers Raw Post Show. What are you laughing at, Tony?
Fuck you for doing that. I was drinking at the time.
Hashtag inside joke.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and transfer right into our next caller who's been waiting very patiently, and we appreciate that. It's a caller from the 540 area code. Caller from 540, you're live in the Raw Post Show.
Guess who?
Guess who? Is it Razor Ramon?
John.
Oh, what's up, dude? John Cena?
That was me doing Al Pacino, doing the Al Pacino soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I thought it was The Undertaker.
No, it was Al Pacino. It was Al Pacino. It was the Al Pacino intro.
Oh, you got us again.
I know. I enjoy pulling pranks on people. I like doing that on Omegle as well too.
You're like Ashton Kutcher.
With trolling them, pranking them, doing all that crap. But how y'all doing anyway tonight?
We're all in pretty good moods. Always glad to be here with everyone out there listening on this show. And specifically, myself and Tony had a fantastic weekend going to New York Comic Con. Super exhausted, but
overall. I heard you mention that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was great. I got a photo with Mick Foley, got a photo with JBL. I met Sergeant Slaughter.
I could see those photos right by the logo. Mm-hmm. That I saw on the star of your show, guys. Seemed like y'all had a fun time with them.
I'm a little disappointed though that JBL never mentioned meeting me on Raw. What did you think about Raw tonight, though?
He did mention
speaking of Raw, I think Raw was kind of decent.
Mm-hmm.
The first match was Cena, Ambrose, Usos. And the tag champs, I think that was okay. Good high-flying moves by the Usos and Cena and Ambrose. Pretty decent. And I think Orton versus Ziggler kind of stole the show tonight.
Hmm. And there was a number of good matches tonight. That was what we were talking about before. You're lucky if you get, like, one good match a night.
I really enjoyed that match. I really enjoyed what Orton and Ziggler could do in the ring because I've seen them wrestle all the time, and there's nothing like a good match between these two. Orton and Ziggler both have similarities and popularities because they're like former world heavyweight champions. And, you know, Ziggler at his stage has to face like the top main eventers, although he's a former world heavyweight champion, but he definitely showed me something here tonight against Orton. And that was an amazing RKO Orton did. I'm not taking that away from Orton either.
Yeah, you're ducking.
A four-star match.
I would have to agree with you, especially on that RKO. For me, RKO of the year, it's going to be tough to top that one. When you compare that to, I guess the next best one would have been that one he did with Jericho, which was a little sloppy and honestly something we've seen so many times at this point. This was unique. I don't think I've ever seen him do it from that position before. And being with someone like Dolph Ziggler, who is just the master of selling moves, it just all looked flawless.
Yeah, it was pretty much a back and forth either way you look at it. But when Seth Rollins came in and curb stomped Ziggler, and then when Orton came in Rollins' match and Orton hit Swagger with the RKO, something tells me Orton's going to turn on the authority soon. Something tells me that.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, people have been getting kind of tired of Randy Orton. He's been stale. So whenever they seem to do that, they're just like, oh, let's just swap him.
They've built him up. They've turned him heel for the last 14 months. They gave him the WWE Championship. They gave him the WWE World Heavyweight title. And I don't think Orton's heel run has not gone anywhere after losing that belt at WrestleMania. I think Orton should go back to being a good guy.
Hey, did you just follow us on Twitter?
No.
Is your name Cool Joseph John?
John, G-R-O-H-S.
No, that's not you then.
Jeff that way.
I am not Cool Joseph John. Whoever's saying that, whoever is Cool Joseph John, you tell them thanks, okay?
So you're saying you're not Cool Joseph John.
But anyway, Bruce isn't Big Show. How about that? That crowd was wild. When Big Show had momentum, you know, the Atlanta Braves, whenever they have, like, runners on first, second, and third, they do the, like tomahawk.
Like what? What were they doing?
Like the tomahawk. Like, listen. Yeah, that's what the Braves do. That's what all the fans do at Atlanta games.
Does Cool Joseph John do it?
He might. I don't know. Oh, goodness gracious. So with everything they did tonight, did they get you more excited for the upcoming Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, or you still need to be sold?
Got me a little bit excited, and you knew at some point that Ambrose and Rollins would eventually wrestle inside Hell in a Cell, although I still would have picked a good chance Cena could have gotten Rollins, but I think Cena and Orton is going to happen again, and this is not the first time they faced off in Hell in a Cell. This is going to be the second time inside Hell in a Cell. It's going to be Cena and Orton once again for the second time in Hell in a Cell.
Fucking bullshit!
We just saw these guys face each other on Raw, like, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago? And they tried to make a big deal about it. Cena and Orton, they were in the main event of Raw, like, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago? And they were making a big deal about it?
Yeah. If they made a big deal out of it, then why don't you have Cena and Orton inside Hell in a Cell and have Ambrose and Rollins inside Hell in a Cell and no contract on a pole match tonight and everyone would be just happy.
All right. John, what was your high point and low point for tonight's show?
I guess the high point has to be Orton versus Ziggler. And low point, Mizdale. What a worst performance he had. Channeling the Miz, what worst performance he did. Whenever Miz gained momentum, he copied what Miz did and all that stuff. Whenever Miz was in control of Sheamus. The other low point I didn't like was that guest girl, NeNe Leakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, before I get off here, I know Rock and Triple H had a backstage talk last week about if they were going to go at it once again at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I could see that very happening in the near future. I could see that happening.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. That's a high money matchup, I would think. You put those two names on a marquee. Yes, they're part timers. You know, they're going to take a spot from him. Who cares? Like, it's one of the biggest rivalries of all time. And to see those two guys fight each other at this year, I'd be all for it. I'm not going to front. You know, that would be a fun match.
I started watching WWE in 99, and both these guys were the high point in that era. The Rock and Triple H, they were very popular at the time. Before Austin got taken out of the game with that car rundown storyline, and then Rock and Triple H, just, you know. Ever since Rock and Triple H debuted, Triple H debuted in 95, Rock debuted a year later, and ever since then, these two, I'll tell you what, it was like gasoline on the fire when you had these two square off. So I think a WrestleMania 31 match should be Rock versus Triple H one last time to get the crowd going. And like you said, both of them part-timers. But anyway,
the last time we said a match was only going to happen.
A one-on-one match between Rock and Triple H at WrestleMania. And that should happen.
We never did. We almost did WrestleMania 2000, where Triple H and The Rock ended up being into that fatal four-way, which for some reason included Big Show and a retired Mick Foley. That was a mistake.
I remember watching that too, and I thought that match was pretty good. If they didn't give Rock, they should have given Rock the belt at Mania. But why would they give Triple H the win and have Rock win the title at Backlash? I mean, Rock should have been champion at Mania. WrestleMania should have beat Triple H at WrestleMania for that match.
I don't know, man. All right, man, we're going to let you go for this evening. We're going to keep moving. Have a good night, bro. Thanks for always calling in. Oh, boy. I think we need to take a short break. We'll be back after a little bit of break here.
Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
And we are back here on Mega Powers Radio for our Raw post show. We just got finished with a couple awesome callers discussing everything that went down on tonight's show. We're going to head back to our panelists for a minute here. Whatever they were talking about. Well, who are we to complain? Like, how often do we talk about wrestling on the show anymore? So I don't know. I mean, I don't really feel like going too in depth about too much else that happened on the show. We've just been kind of doing a general rundown. So I don't want to say do a quick draw, but does anyone have anything they want to like point out specifically to talk about before we do anything else?
I do. The Seth Rollins and Zack Swagger match, that was a lot longer than what I thought it would be.
Well, let's talk about those two matches then. Okay, let's put this together. We had a match with Dolph Ziggler versus Randy Orton and Seth Rollins versus Jack Swagger. Basically, they're building up a little bit of heat between these two because Randy Orton feels like he's always having to pull the slack that Seth Rollins and cover for all of his problems that Seth Rollins creates. And this was displayed first with Randy Orton versus Dolph Ziggler, who had an absolutely fantastic matchup. These two guys are some of the best in-ring technicians they had. When you put them out there and you gave them 15 minutes, these guys just tore the house down. Specifically, I want to point out that Dolph Ziggler did this super kick onto Orton, and Orton just did this fantastic sell where he just like
stood still for a second and slowly fell back. Looked fantastic. And of course, you cannot forget to mention that amazing finish, that RKO out of nowhere. Dolph Ziggler goes up top and goes to do that thing where, like, you know, he's up almost like in a powerbomb position, but he punches the person down and then does a Hurricane Rana. Well, he didn't get to finish that. Randy Orton threw him into the air and pulled him down into an RKO. Fantastic. Afterward, Rollins gets into the ring, curb stomps Ziggler, and gets in Randy Orton's face. Like, yeah, what do you think of that? Seth Rollins has a match immediately afterwards against Swagger. I can't say as much about this match. Rollins gets the victory with a handful of tights. And afterward, Randy Orton comes into the ring, RKO Swagger, gets in Rollins' face a little bit closer, almost like he was going to kiss him or something. And ooh, that was that. So, the slow burn for Randy Orton, looking like he is going to be turning face. I guess we have to wait and see what plays out with that, though. For the time being, he is still a member of the Authority, going to go on to face John Cena at Hell in a Cell, and Seth Rollins against Dean Ambrose. However, this looks like a potential Survivor Series match. Let me get your guys' thoughts about what we had tonight with this. Tony?
Could this be a slow burn for Randy Orton rather than a slow burn for Jack Swagger, because that just runs into issues down the line? This was a really good match with Ziggler. Not surprised about that, because these two actually have really good chemistry with each other, and Ziggler is somebody that everybody can always mention. Can get a good match out of a lot of different people. Orton, we were talking about this in the chat when we were watching it. Orton, if he is with somebody who can work well, he's in a, you know, good enough mood and whatever like that, then Orton can end up doing a damn good job. If he's with somebody that sucks, he's not necessarily the best person to go for to get a good match out of a bad wrestler. But, you know, good or bad, depending on the day, Orton can really kick ass, and this was one of those good days. That RKO was fucking great. The Swagger and Rollins match, I didn't see as much of that either, so again, I kind of got to repeat what you were saying where I can't talk too much about it, but from what I did see, it seemed like they were actually willing to give Swagger a little bit of offense in it, which is good. And he's another person, too, that if he is with somebody who works well with him, then he can put on a damn good match. Rollins is somebody who, from what I did see, it seemed like he had good chemistry with. So I wouldn't mind seeing some more between the two of them. Maybe be actually able to, like, pay significant attention to it. Glad to see that they're throwing him in the mix, though. So thumbs up for both these segments, but particularly a high point being that RKO.
Wago?
I thought the Randy Orton versus Dolph Ziggler match was very solid. And whenever Randy Orton's on, he's on. He's just one of the best and underrated workers they have. I like the story that they're telling with Randy Orton having the slow burn and dropping Seth's opponent with an RKO and Seth dropping Orton's. So it was a lot of fun. Can't say too much about Seth Rollins versus Jack Swagger or Seth in general. I don't know about you guys. I just don't feel anything for Seth. I don't care about him remotely, and I don't know if it's character or if it's his in-ring work or a bit of both, but he's not doing anything for me.
Well, I thought you were like the biggest Rollins supporter out of any of us here besides Sean.
No, that was Sean. I was an Ambrose supporter. And you was the Reigns supporter.
But I was the Rollins hater.
Yeah, you were definitely the Rollins hater.
Yeah, you were definitely the Rollins hater.
Lego doesn't really like Rollins because Rollins is always trying to eat his blinds.
Yeah, that is the problem, and Flair for that, all he did is complain about his dad.
And Blair's music too loud.
Ah, fuck. All right, Drew, round us out.
I'm kind of in the opposite boat. I actually have been liking Rollins as of late, so I'm happy to disagree with you there. But now we're getting into two matches, you know. That's what I hate about everyone with, like, hating on Randy Orton because he's boring. He could be boring when it comes to his mic work, and sometimes his entering could be a bit stale, but when he's on a roll with the right people, he puts on hell of matches. And he has some of the most versatile moves, in my opinion, in the company. So I really enjoyed the first match, especially that RKO. And I was going to try to compare that super kick the way Randy Orton sold that with someone else, because someone used to take super kicks like that back in the day, but I can't think of it who it is off the top of my head. So I thought that was really cool. So on the second match, it was just a lot longer than I really anticipated it being, because it was Jack Swagger. So, but yeah, you know, Jack Swagger is putting on longer matches, and I guess I'm not going to say it this way yet, but I think you know, hopefully they're high on Swagger because, you know, he made that big mistake last year and, you know, that was terrible.
He's high on them.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I don't get high. I am high. But, yeah. But, no, it's X-Swagger. I really think he's been improving, in my opinion, a lot over the past year, at least, ever since he's been going on singles. And the interesting thing about the first match was Cesaro on commentary. It's been so long since I've heard Cesaro talk or spoke, actually, that I forgot what he sounded like. So I was like, oh, he has an accent. Wonderful. So yeah, that was something.
Yeah, and he wasn't like, bad either.
Hear that?
Yeah, yeah, is that coming from you?
Sounds like someone's got fucking dial-up.
Yeah.
I only hear it when you talk.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's like... Oh, I think someone might be like, making something more rooms around me. I don't know where it's coming from, but
yeah, they're making a fucking ruckus is what they're making. All right. Well, with that, I think we'll bring on our next caller. It's Silent Wind of Doom. One of our favorites from the chat room. Let's bring him on here. Dude. Silent Wind of Doom. What's up, dude?
Hi guys.
What's shaking, dude? Man? What's going on in Montgomery?
Nothing much. I want to help Drew out here. Okay, so the Big Mac, the Bacon Clubhouse, the Fish Filet, the Premium McWrap, the 10-piece nuggets, 20-piece nuggets, large fry, and medium drink. Any one of those will get you Monopoly pieces.
I don't understand why they have it on the medium drink, though. They used to confuse me, because they used to on everything.
Just with you.
Wait, and it's not on the large drink?
No.
They don't give you tickets for a large drink?
They do not.
Yeah, stupid.
That's fucking stupid, because I always get a large drink.
Yeah, I know, so do I. I don't think it's worth it to get a medium, because I won't drink it.
This is outrageous.
Bullshit!
Can I just ask for one of the medium cups with my large drink?
Where are they going to put it? Just throw it.
Yeah, I just want to peel the things off it. So I don't want to drink anything out of it. Just give me the things like a peel. Come on.
Oh, you're like those people who get the fortune cookies and don't even eat the fucking cookie. You just want to break it open and make a mess so you can read the piece of paper.
Bad. I get a large drink. My bad. I can't help it that they only sell it on medium drinks. I'm going to get a large drink still because why not? It's all your fault, cheaper.
Because you're fat.
The same price.
Yeah, you're fat.
Yeah, I'm just kidding out of all of us, so please don't make me feel good about myself.
Do we have that Scott Steiner clip lined up yet?
No.
I'll
have to work on that one. So, Silent Wind of Doom, what'd you think about Raw tonight?
Oh, yeah. This is a wrestling podcast, isn't it? So.
We talk about wrestling like 10% of the time.
So let's get down to business. Hayden, what was that song that was playing during the commercial break? Or is that Blog Talk Radio doing that?
Oh no, that's actually a friend of mine's band. They're called Deep Chemistry. Song's called Malone. So shout out to them. They're a jam band. I know it's not for everyone. I like them though. They're cool.
All right. Anyway, Raw happened. I'm glad they're giving them time before they're giving them breathing room instead of having them do the match on the pay per view. They get set up, or I like it. It's better this way.
Yes and no. I mean, I kind of liked the intriguing. I was kind of intrigued by the fact that we weren't sure what was going to be happening later in the night. Like, we had to watch this one match in order to find out what was going to happen later. Because I got to tell you, as excited as knowing that I'm going to see Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins in a cell, it makes me, I'm more turned off by John Cena versus Randy Orton in a Hell in a Cell.
I would have never, ever thought that they would have actually made me wish that Cena won the match between Cena and Ambrose. And then they
exactly what I was saying. It would have made way more sense if Cena had won that match. Cena goes on to face Rollins, do whatever the fuck you want there. Ambrose goes on to face Orton, beats him, looks like a freaking stud. Orton gives him proper respects, which makes that slow build up to him becoming a babyface continue. And then you keep delaying the Ambrose-Rollins match that everyone is just pining for and keep that money coming on later. But nah, fuck that shit.
Well, they have to do the match tonight because then they wouldn't have time on Hell in a Cell for two and possibly three Divas matches. So.
Well, considering at this point we know absolutely nothing else going on at Hell in a Cell, I think someone in the chat room asked about that earlier if there was anything else. I couldn't tell you. I would have sworn we would have had Rusev versus Big Show, but no, we had that tonight too.
I have no idea what's coming. But yeah. I know more than Night of Champions, so that's good.
I mean, what do we expect? We're watching a show where they don't know what the main event of Raw is going to be when they go on the air. So, what you get?
Seriously, is it just this is weirdness, or does the pregnant belly mean something? Has one of the three impregnated a woman with the spawn of Satan or something, and it's coming? What is happening there? I'm very happy because Bray got his own promo tonight, so hopefully, you know, when he did the promos for the other guys, it's like, well, maybe he's disappearing forever, and they're going on, but at least he got his own promo, so that's a good sign. But what is with the pregnant belly?
I'm with you. I agree. I'm happy that they haven't completely forgotten about Bray, but the whole pregnant belly, I'm guessing it's supposed to be some kind of like symbolism for their rebirth, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't have videos afterwards with the afterbirth.
He's going to finish his head abortion.
And I believe the plural of two Mrs. is two Ms. I. Is what I'm guessing.
Ms. Hmm.
I don't know. Someone tell Seamus.
Well, someone tell him to shave while you're at it. Oh, man. So, unfortunately, it's not a lot from Raw tonight, but have they gotten you excited for Hell in a Cell at least? I mean, you convinced that you're going to watch this, or do you still need some convincing for that?
I was going to watch it anyway.
Are you a network subscriber?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Good for you.
I didn't get a chance to get Battleground, so I figured $9. Why the crap not?
$9.99. Unless you're from Canada. It's $11.99.
I'm not from Canada.
Or unless you're fucking from Welsh.
From Welsh? You can't be from Welsh. You could be from Wales. You can be Welsh.
I make the joke every time, dude. Come on. I've been making that joke for like 4 weeks now, dude. I can't make crap for it now. When you were laughing at it the other day.
In good news, after the other night, I went back and watched the Twisted Tea segment and saw the bee. Yes, the bee is pretty
cool. Yeah! Yeah, let's talk about the bee. The bee is awesome.
I'm sad that today I was going to start making it a regular thing, regular segment, the hottest rosebud of the night, and there's no Adam Rose tonight. There was no Gator tonight. They seem to keep the jokes, like, off to the side tonight.
Well, they already knew this Nene Leakes was going to be wasting time, so they didn't bother. That's a good thing you pointed out there. I didn't even think about that. There was no Adam Rose tonight, and he's really been kind of like a regular figure again. I mean, not like anything great, but I mean, he's basically been filling like the old-timey Bella role. You know, the Bellas were just like the people who accompanied whatever the fuck they wanted to have him at that night. Anyone?
But you can't touch.
I think I'd rather bang one of the Bellas than Adam Rose. I don't know about you.
Well, Adam Rose has the B. Well, here's the question. Would you rather bang...
go through Adam Rose to get to the B. Rosita's hot, but she's not that hot.
I don't know. Adam Rose is pretty effeminate. He wears, like, the eyeliner.
I'd be fine with eating that big cheeseburger.
All right, look... Let me put it this way. Here's your choices. You can either have Adam Rose and the Bee, or Super Hunk and both Bellas.
Well, I'm apparently already going to get Super Hunk, so.
Oh my.
There was a very large guy who was cosplaying as Superman who came up to us at the end of the first day, and Tony was also cosplaying as Clark Kent, and the Superman goes over to him and is like, oh, We're like the same guy. I'm going to have to get you alone so I can, what was the word he used? Reabsorb you into me.
And he did not understand the idea that I was trying to walk away from him as opposed to move to a different position where he could get closer to me.
Oh, dear.
So, I told you
this is all because you wore that pink fucking shirt.
Nah, that was the fourth day. That shirt's awesome. What are you talking about? I can rock that pink better than anybody else.
Oh, man. All right. Silent Wind of Doom, your high point, low point for tonight.
I We got Cena and Ambrose. Ambrose is going up against Rollins. We're finally getting a match.
Mm.
Yay. Hopefully. Mm. Unless we're getting another swerve. That would be horrible. My bad is that we're getting another Cena and freaking... That is my low point of the night. Was the announcement that Orton would be taking on the loser.
It's funny because those things happened at like the exact same time.
Yeah.
All right, Silent Wind of Doom. Always a good call with you. We appreciate having you around, both in the chat room and calling us here. You have a good night, dude.
Good night.
All right. Another fantastic caller here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. With that, guys, I think we might call it a little early tonight because we had the Comic-Con this weekend. We're all a little tired, and there really isn't much going on. We'll head back to the full-length shows next week. All you people listening live, don't disappear yet. Oh. Just listen to my words. Don't disappear yet. You're going to want to stick around for a little bit. But for you people in the archive, we're going to start wrapping up now. Let's go ahead and do our good, bad, and the ugly to start heading that direction. Yes, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about what our favorite part of the show, our least favorite part of the show, and what we thought was the most god-awful, embarrassing, crappy part of the show. Let's pass it around to these hosts. Drew, tell what the world, what the Drew crew thinks was the good, bad, and ugly.
Ooh, the Drew crew has a lot to say about this good, bad, and ugly. The good, I'm happy to give it to Dolph Ziggler and Randy Orton for that RKO. My bad, I can't really think of anything too bad. Maybe the opening promo thing they find that good, I guess. I suppose. My ugly is going to be Nene or Nene, whatever the fuck her name is, because why not?
All right. Wago, you're good, bad, and ugly.
Okay, my good has to go to Dean Ambrose beating John Cena. I know it wasn't exactly a dominant win where he pinned him or anything, but it's a win over John Cena on TV, you know, no matter how you look at it. As far as my bad goes, I'm going to give it to Chris Lino's best. There wasn't too much bad on this show, but there is one ugly, and that's Nini Nana Nunu, and she can go fuck herself.
Creepers under radars, and she was literally fucking ugly. Tony.
God, she looked like a fucking clown.
Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good is going to go to Orton versus Ziggler, if not just the RKO alone, since that was pretty interesting. And a good little change of pace instead of just having Ziggler jump off the top rope and lead into that. Yeah, Jericho. You can do something else. The bad, AJ Lee and Layla versus Paige and Alicia Fox. I don't know where they're necessarily going with this, but I was just not a fan of it. The ugly, the Total Divas tag match, and I've already made fun of Missy Elliott enough, so fuck Todd Chrisley.
Gotta make sure all the celebrities get enough hate, right?
Yeah, why not?
All right, take a couple out of the chat room here. Even though he was just on the line, I'll read his again anyway. Silent Wind of Doom says, good, Ambrose gets to fight Rollins. Bad, the main event, I really wasn't much a fan of the match. And ugly, Orton getting to fight the loser, making me actually kind of wish Ambrose lost. Barris 419 saying, good, no Adam Rose. Bad, such little buildup for the upcoming pay-per-view. And ugly, the quote celebrity guest spots. And now for my good, bad, and ugly, the definitive good, bad, and ugly, because I know what's right, right?
Right, 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 right.
Good for you, Ozzy.
The good I am going to give to that RKO on Dolph Ziggler. Just absolutely fantastic. The bad I am going to give to the wasted time on these worthless celebrities, especially that backstage one where she had with freaking, what's her name? Melita versus Alicia Fox girl. Cameron. Girl bye.
Or Cameron.
Girl bye. That bitch. Yeah, her. And my ugly. Yeah, actually, I think I have something that's a little bit uglier than that. Was Lana dancing around the whole Christopher Columbus thing. He wasn't very nice to the Native Americans. He made them go on reservations. Yeah, let's not talk about the disease and the rape and the slavery. That didn't happen.
No, it's the fact that he made them create casinos. That's the bad thing.
So thanks for that, Lana.
Damn those Native Americans.
All right. So let's start wrapping this all up with our plugs. Drew?
Well, this is my plug. Hashtag. Hashtag Drew Crew for life. Let me do this. Come on. I mean, go support everyone's stuff. Even where in the world is... I don't even need to finish. I don't even need to finish. I think that sums me up.
Yeah, you're done. All right. Wago.
I'm done.
All right. For all your MMA needs, go to UDMMA.com, Facebook.com/UDMMA, and at UDMMA on Twitter. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio for all updates and information on that. You can go to Facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans. And until then, go fuck yourself, people.
All right, and Tony.
All right, guys. SmartCountMoment.com, YouTube.com/SmartCountMoment, and you can also find the podcast on iTunes. And
started. Please call back.
Please report any wrestling news on Facebook.com/AMangoTree, Facebook.com/TonyMango. If you love all the stuff we've got, then also coming soon, it's going to be the All Talk Show, so pay attention to everything that's coming that way. And go to FanboysAnonymous.com for all the New York Comic Con stuff that we were talking about, as well as everything else in geek culture.
All right, folks, we hope you enjoyed listening to us here. And if you do, be sure to join us every single Monday night following Raw live on MegaPowersRadio.com. Live is the best way to enjoy us, folks. You can hear everything as it's happening and join us in the chat room, call into the phone lines. That's where all the fun is. However, if you are unavailable to be here, we do make the show easily accessible in archive form for you to listen to anywhere you like on demand. We're on iTunes, we are on Stitcher Radio, we are on YouTube, and of course, all of these things can easily be found by heading to smartoutmoment.com. And with that, folks, for Stephen Huego, for Drew White, and for Anthony Mango, I will see you next time here on the Raw Post Show on the Mega Powers Radio. Thank y'all.